Dave Crane. Welcome back to Turbocharge Your Brand TV. In this week's episode, we're going to be looking at your inner game, your mindset. What is it that makes certain things affect you and other things make you feel great at the same time? Do you know how your mind actually works? We're going to show you exactly in this episode. Plus, a cool tip that will allow you to position yourself as the very best in your industry with one simple act. One thing that will change your whole business forever. And on top of that, we're going to be analyzing the success behind one of the world's greatest thinkers, Steve Jobs. What made him the very best at what he did, and how can you utilize that and turn it into your brand too? All that and more coming up with Turbocharge Your Brand TV. We're going to look at your mindset, your inner game. Why is it some people can hypnotize you can hypnotize others, but you probably don't understand how it's happening or why it happens? We're going to look at that next. Imagine your mind is an iceberg, just like in the Titanic, and the water is here. There's a bit above the surface, which is your conscious mind, but there's a whole load below the surface, which keeps all the engines, all the machinery, and all the really powerful stuff. So how can you relate to that? Next up, we're going to look at your mind model and give you an insight into how your mind works. Okay, let's have a look at your mind. This is your mind model. Imagine that you've got an iceberg, and below the surface is a subconscious mind, above is a conscious. Now, at the side of it, you've got the superconscious, and deep inside the heart of the actual ice, you can see the unconscious mind. Looking at your conscious mind, you can see the willpower, your short-term memory, your critical abilities, and your logical decision-making abilities are all above the surface. You control that. Below the surface, your beliefs, your habits, your long-term memory, you've got your values, your emotions, your protective factor, the bit that makes you do things and controls how you do things properly, your senses, and your imagination. They're your subconscious mind, very powerful indeed. Now, your unconscious mind, the bit you see here in green, only deals with your normal motor factions, to do with your beauty sleep, how many times your eyes blink, your heart beating, and your skin temperature. They're all unconscious, and they're programmed before you get a chance to work with them. They're already there. And then on the outside, you've got your superconscious mind, the fact we're all linked together using things like The Secret, where they talk about the law of attraction and the quantum physics, and we're all vibrating at the same amount, and that's why you can affect other things just by dreaming or prayer or wishing for things. That's basically how your mind works. The conscious above, the subconscious below, and the unconscious and the superconscious are also part of it too. Right, I promised to share with you a really cool tip about how to get your brand out there and how you can blast away all the competition. And it's this. Well, not this. This is one of mine. Writing a book. I've written about 4 or 5 different books. So why write a book? Well, very simply because it positions you amongst all the people in your industry as the go-to person. It makes it easier for people in the media to find you. It means that all your sales team are able to elevate you and have a glorified business card to go around and start opening doors and making contacts with others. And of course, when you're an author, people can't take that away from you. You're an expert. Everybody knows that you know what you're talking about. So think about it. Writing a book isn't as difficult as you think. It doesn't have to be a huge book. It doesn't have to be a printed book. You don't even need to be a publisher. You can self-publish online, and of course using things like Kindle, an iPad, and other ways of reading books, you don't even have to make any printed copies. On top of that is you don't even have to necessarily write it yourself. There's lots of ways of being a published author. One of which is to self-publish. A number of websites will do that for you. But you can also do an audio version of what you do. You can keep a blog. You can also have a version that's a podcast. Or maybe you'll decide to put it all on video. These are all things that integrate and support you as an author. But the best bit is, on top of everything, is once you've done it, you've left a legacy. For your family, for your friends, for your business, and for anybody who's following in your footsteps to get themselves to that level. So today's cool tip, if there's anything I can suggest about branding yourself, become an author, write a book. Coming up in the show, we're going to be analyzing your online game. specifically social media, the question that always comes in, Dave, we know social media is there, we accept it, but we've got no idea how to start playing with it. What do we do? What's the first step? And why should it be part of our marketing mix? Take a look at this video and find out exactly why you need to get into the game and start playing online with your business and your personal profile. Stevens asked Dave a very cool question, and it's how do you decide what's going to be on your personal profile or your company profile? Tough one, I know. Well, the question is actually going to be turned around to look a different way. What are you? What is your brand? And how are you going to get it out to people? Social media is all about people. If you take the world's sexiest brands, Apple, Coca-Cola, Nescafe, wherever you decide, it's ultimately about the relationship that you have with them. And that comes down to people. In terms of conversations, you don't fall behind a brand, you fall behind the way that it makes you feel. There's an emotional contact. And if you want to have a two-way conversation, it's got to be with a person. So in terms of your own company, do both. On Facebook, it means having a personal profile. If you want to have it privately and not talk about your brand, create two. One that's your friends and family, and one that's you to the public. But also create a fan page that relates to your business. Be very careful not to create a profile for your business as a person. It's not a person. And if Facebook find out, they will close you down. One of the things to look at with LinkedIn is you can create groups as well. Groups about your business, or even better, look at the idea of having a tribe. Who would be interested in the kind of business that you relate to? And even if they're a competition, or rivals, or colleagues, bring them under the same umbrella to like your brand. On LinkedIn, of course, you're a person too, so maybe that's a great way of having two different things. When you look at YouTube, again, the videos can relate to your personal profile or to your company, and the same with Twitter. The best way to do it is to have several accounts. Now, many people say, Dave, I don't know how to manage them all. Get an expert in or train somebody to look after the profiles for you. Or maybe you need to decide by the responses that you get how often you want to post on different levels. So well done to Alison. You've won yourself a copy of the Jump and Grow Wings Personal Development System, motivating you to create super success. Now, if you want to get a copy of that, all you have to do is ask your question to me at this address, dave@thelifedesigners.com. And if your question gets chosen and I answer it, then you, of course, win all those lovely goodies that you can see behind me. Just send me an email with your question on whatever it is, and I guarantee that if it's the right question, we'll get back to you and you win these wonderful goodies. Next up, we're going to be looking at exactly how you can go into a meeting with anybody and convert it straight away to a sale. Now, we're always selling. We're always selling ourselves, we're selling our business, we're selling a relationship, we're selling lots of different things. But how can you guarantee that you can always get that sale? We're going to find out next with an expert, Darius Saudi, top sales guru, and we're going to be talking to him about how you can convert every sale.
76% of customers don't go back to their existing providers for one simple reason. And that's not because things went wrong, that's not because they let them down, that's not because they didn't provide them the service they promised. The reason is that they didn't feel special. So our clientele, their demand and their expectations have raised, because in the past we used to get on our bikes or cars and travel a long way. Now we have choice. So we need to be made to feel special. Okay, so the first thing I say is that, do you understand the difference between customers and clients? Customers are people who buy a pair of shoes from you, and you probably see them once a year. Clients are people who come to you because they feel you're experts in your fields, and you educate them on a regular basis. Because if I educate my people who buy shoes for my shoe shop, they may come back and buy shoes every 3 months or 4 months, depending on what I advise them as an expert in my field. So to be experts in customer service, you have to wow your clients on a regular basis.
Now it's time for a case study and somebody who I think left a legacy that changed the world. This guy, I would say, was the number one in terms of online, in terms of gadgets, and in terms of being cool. We're talking about Steve Jobs, formerly the director and owner and CEO of Apple, but also Pixar and a number of other businesses that he brought to the world. He also changed the way that people think about cool with a number of different business ideas, ways that you could produce something, get it out into the world, and then, without it being perfect, just gauge a response of your tribe or your fans, and they will tell you what they like and they don't like. So then you bring out another version of the same item, slightly improved, and sell it to them all again. Apple have proven that business model works time and time again. With the iPad, with the iPod, the iPhone, and of course, the Apple Mac. An amazing business idea, but let's take a look at the guy behind the company, or several companies. Here's a profile of Steve Jobs.
Lesson number one, follow your gut. Jobs was a college dropout, but he was driven and curious enough to drop in on classes that tickled his fancy. He never let focus groups decide his business, opened the first Apple stores amid predictions of doom from experts, and celebrated the crazy ones in this iconic ad campaign.
While some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do.
But to change your world, he said, you must never fear failure.
The penalty for failure, for going and trying to start a company in this valley, is non-existent.
Of course, when he said those words in 1981, he had no idea he would be fired from his own company a few years later. The shame was painful, but only for a while.
The heaviness of being successful was replaced by the lightness of being a beginner again. It freed me to enter one of the most creative periods of my life.
Lesson three, embrace competition. It only makes you better.
Hello, I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC.
Just think of how much we've all gained after his clashes with Bill Gates pushed both Apple and Microsoft to new levels. And they both seem to appreciate that fact in the end.
What's the greatest misunderstanding between you and your relationship? And this idea of catfight, this idea of which one of the many?
We've kept our marriage secret for over a decade now.
And as a rabid perfectionist, Jobs taught his troops, don't settle. Most companies sell quantity. Jobs insisted on seamless quality.
And we call it
the iPad.
The first Macintosh took a grueling 3 years to perfect because he had to have the front look like a human face, and even the guts of the computer most people never see were scrapped if he found them too ugly.
The only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking, and don't settle. I've looked in the mirror every morning and asked myself, if today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I am about to do today?
People say you have to have a lot of passion for what you're doing, and it's totally true, and the reason is because it's so hard that if you don't, any rational person would give up. It's really hard, and you have to do it over a sustained period of time. So if you don't love it, if you're not having fun doing it and you don't really love it, you're going to give up. And that's what happens to most people, actually. If you really look at the ones that ended up, you know, being successful, unquote, in the eyes of society, and the ones that didn't, oftentimes it's the ones that are successful loved what they did so they could persevere when it got really tough. And the ones that didn't love it quit because they're sane, right? Who would want to put up with this stuff if you don't love it? So it's a lot of hard work, and it's a lot of worrying constantly. If you don't love it, you're going to fail. So you got to love it. You got to have passion.
Well, that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed the show. Coming up in the next episode, we're going to be analyzing a way of getting your mind to change so you can really feel good about every single thing that you do, so you can never feel like a failure and you can guarantee success every single time you do something. We'll be analyzing how you can become a great public speaker. What is it that allows some people to communicate and turn money everywhere, and other people to sit there and be really scared and not be able to talk to anybody at all? And on top of that, we'll be analyzing the success and career of a real hero of mine, Johnny Depp, the Johnny Depp. How has he managed to do it? How does he manage to have the right balance of private life, public life, and turn everything he does into pure gold? All that and more coming up with the next episode of Turbocharge Your Brand TV.